Now, when a person has a heart attack, it's usually because a blockage has formed in one of the coronary arteries that supply blood to the heart muscle itself, and this cuts off the supply of oxygen and nutrients to the tissue, which then begins to die. One consequence of this is that the immune system moves in and triggers inflammation, which can add further insult to the injury and exacerbate the damage. But drugs that can damp down inflammation can't currently access the injured tissue very well. So a canny scientist from Taiwan has designed nanoparticles loaded with an anti-inflammatory drug cargo that can piggyback on the very same immune cells that migrate from the bloodstream into the damaged heart. Patrick Shea.
So what we've been trying to do is improve cardiovascular repair and regeneration after injury, particularly for heart attack. Because after the cardiovascular event, they have ischemia that will cause tissue damage. And eventually they also have inflammation. They will cause more and more damage to the tissues.
So when someone has, say, a heart attack and there's a lack of blood flow to the heart muscle, that directly causes damage, but you also get inflammation, and the inflammation causes damage. And you're saying you want to find a way to stop the inflammation.
Right, because the ischemia or lack of blood flow is a short-term damage. The inflammation can prolong for weeks or even months, and they cause a progressive damage to the tissue.
So how are you trying to do this? How can you control the inflammation?
So we try to develop anti-inflammatory drugs into the tissues. But as you can imagine, it's very difficult for directly delivered drugs into the injured sites. So we need some new technologies to help us.
But we've got lots of anti-inflammatory drugs, things like aspirin, which we've had for 100 plus years. So why is it a problem getting the drugs into the tissue?
Because as you can imagine, whenever you uptake a drug or you receive injection of drugs, they will be circulated into the whole bodies with very few going to the heart. So we need to develop a new technology to help them get to specific area want to deliver the drug for the heart.
And how are you doing that?
So we use nanotechnologies. We formulate nanoparticles. And we load the anti-inflammatory drugs in the nanoparticles. And then we can add a new targeting materials outside of the particles. So once we inject the new nano drugs, they will be specifically targeted to the heart.
Right, so you build a nanoparticle that's got the drug inside, but your problem is still how you get the nanoparticle to go where it's needed.
Yeah.
So you've got some crafty way of making the nanoparticle do that. So how do you get the nanoparticle into, say, the injured heart then?
So we learn from the Mother Nature. There are cells in the circulation called monocytes. They naturally will go to the site of damage of the heart. And we develop nanomedicines which can stick to the monocytes, so they will be brought into the damaged areas for delivering a therapeutic drug.
That's crafty. So because there are these cells naturally going to the damaged areas, you're piggybacking on those cells with your nanoparticles to get your drug only where it needs to go.
Exactly.
How do you persuade the nanoparticles to stick to the monocytes?
So during the monocytes targeting to the heart, platelets, another type of cells, they will stick to the monocytes. So we fabricate the nanomedicines with similar sticking abilities of the platelets. So once we inject them into the circulations, they will stick to the monocytes and will be brought to the injury sites.
So let me make sure I've got this correct. So there are monocytes in the bloodstream and they naturally go where there's damage. There are also bits of cells called platelets in the bloodstream, which naturally stick onto monocytes, and where the monocytes go, the platelets will go.
Right.
So you're stealing what the platelets do, putting that on your nanoparticles, so your nanoparticles will stick to the monocyte and then be carted off into the heart to access the damaged area.
Right. That's the power of what we said we learned from the Mother Nature.
So does it work? Do you actually get more drug going in by doing this?
Yes, we did. We can increase 50-fold or more drugs to be delivered into the injury site.
50-fold, that's a lot. So if you were to just measure how much drug if you popped a pill versus if you did it the way you're doing it, you're saying at least 50 times more drug goes in.
So typically, if you just simply inject a drug into circulations, then less than 0.1% of a drug will be in the heart. But by the technology we developed, we can achieve 5% or even more of the drugs to be delivered into the heart.
And when you do these experiments, if you take a heart that's been experimentally damaged by a heart attack, do you actually see a reduction in the level of damage when you use these particles that you've developed?
So we create animal models for heart attack. And we find that by delivery of these drugs, we can reduce the heart damage size by 50%. We can improve the cardio function by 50% as well. So such doings, we can prolong the heart function and the animal life as well.
Has anyone tried to do what you're doing before, or is this a first of trying to do it this way?
Yeah, this is a first.
And it's a very exciting first. Patrick Shea there, he's from the Academica Sinica in Taiwan.